breaking news on WTOP.
President Trump has been out of office for a couple of days, but something tells me that we're going to continue to learn about what he was up to while in office for many weeks to come. New from the New York Times tonight, the then president, Donald Trump, in early January, was looking at a plan to replace the acting attorney general with a different Justice Department lawyer who was more in line with the president's thinking. They were trying to overturn the election. They were trying to put pressure on Georgia officials earlier this month. Joining us live tonight, Katie Benner, the New York Times journalist who broke this story. What more should we know, Katie, about this plan and why it eventually wasn't launched?
Yeah, you know, I think the first thing to note is that the official at the Justice Department who worked on the plan was really trying to get the acting attorney general to do it. I don't think that his intent was ever himself to replace the acting attorney general. I think he just really wanted to push Jeff Rosen, who is at the top of the Justice Department, to try to help Mr. Trump bolster these claims of election fraud. You know, he believed he had information showing that fraud had happened, even though the officials around him said that it wasn't true. And ultimately, you know, when this moment happens, it's because he wants Mr. Rosen to send a letter to Georgia lawmakers saying that the Justice Department is involved in a massive investigation into massive amounts of voter fraud, which was not true. And Rosen refused. So then this official took the same idea and discussed it with you know, Donald Trump, who liked the idea. Mr. Rosen was then informed that he could possibly be fired.
The other Justice Department officials, as you describe in the article, sat in stunned silence when they heard about all this. And you could, I guess, argue, Katie, there was a guardrail. They all in unison said, we're going to resign if this happens. And it seemed to blunt the president's efforts.
Yeah, what's interesting about that is the guardrail is not, you know, the horror of destabilizing the Justice Department at a really sensitive time for the country, you know, at a moment when we're in the midst of a very contentious changeover in power. It was really just, I won't say just, I think that one of the things that moved the president or influenced his thinking was the idea that the furor, the public outcry, the PR, the investigations, the recriminations would actually just distract from the letter to the Georgia legislators, and it wouldn't have the impact that he wanted it to have.
And then can we talk about this apprentice-style meeting? Of course, we all know that this was the president's reality show before he moved into politics. Did these two leaders have to sit down with him as if they were on The Apprentice?
Well, I don't think it was actually set up like the show, The Apprentice, you know, with the lighting and everything. But basically, you had, confusingly, both of these officials are named Jeff. You had Jeff Rosen, who's the attorney general, and you had Jeff Clark, who's the head of the civil division, go to the White House on Sunday the 3rd, which is the same day we all learned about the phone call between President Trump and the Georgia Secretary of State, by the way. But they sit at his office at around 6 p.m. on December 3rd, and you know, Attorney General Rosen explains why he believes that the plan to send this letter to Georgia will not work. It will not change anything. It will not move the legislators. They will not nullify the results of the election. It just won't work. It will just create bad press. And then you have, you know, Jeffrey Clark arguing the other side. At some point, the president did ask advisors what they thought. And one of them, another Justice Department official, did tell the president, well, if you go ahead with Jeff Clark's plan and Jeffrey Rosen's removed so that it can be enacted, we will all step down.
I'm so sorry to limit you to a very short answer. We just have seconds left. But what is the ultimate lesson, do you believe, from your story, that the president was really looking at every avenue here to possibly stay in office?
Absolutely. It was the culmination of this, you know, 4-year-long pressure campaign on the Justice Department to try to force it to bend to his will. And so it had gone on for so long, it's no surprise that it had a very last dramatic kind of gasp before he left.
Sure. Appreciate you coming on so late with us. And it's good to hear from you. And congratulations, as always, on your reporting.
Thank you for having me.
Katie Benner with the New York Times.